Daily Dose for November 29th from Daniel chapter 6, Being Played. Most of us remember the story of Daniel in the lion's den. It is one of the standout stories of the Bible. A powerful ruler discovers limits to his power in the person of a wizened old man who has served the ruler with distinction. Daniel would not be swayed to disloyalty to God for the price of a few mere words that would save his skin. Many lessons can be drawn from the story. Courage and conviction in the face of danger, truthfulness, confronting deception, the saving power of God, and so on. But I see a pattern here in the book of Daniel that bears remembering. The aftermath of each of the miracles in the first half of Daniel have this common outcome. The God of Israel is declared by pagan nations as the only true God who rules heaven and earth. If people anywhere hungered to know the true God, they should ask a Jew about him. And at the very least, the God of Israel should be revered and honored by all, for salvation is from the Jews, John 4:22, and nowhere else. Daniel also serves as a reminder to us that whatever circumstances we face, any threats to our life or livelihood, each and every challenge that may confront us is to serve this larger purpose. The honoring of God before a watching world. God's name will be honored. Are we willing to honor it gladly? Philippians 1:20. As an afterthought, the ruse engineered by Daniel's opponents was very clever, but it was based on a lie. They stated that all the satraps and so on signed on to this, but not Daniel. Hence, Darius signed a decree based upon deception. And when the deception was uncovered, Darius was not happy. No ruler likes to be played for a fool. Is it any wonder that a man with the authority to perform summary executions was ruthless in destroying all those who had set him up? Well, thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.